Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
At the end of the 2016 presidential election, it was being alleged that Russia was making every effort to sway the outcome of the election. After Donald Trump won the electoral vote, that cry became a loud roar. Efforts were made to launch investigations as to how much collusion the Trump campaign was involved in with the Russian operatives. The proclamations from the Democrat Party and their voice, the mainstream media, demanded those investigations. There was no collusion and no coordination between the Trump campaign and any efforts by any foreign entity to change or manipulate the election in any way whatsoever. Collusion did not sway the outcome. Going into the 2020 presidential campaign, the left expressed skepticism that it would be a fair process. They were prepared to pounce on every vote as soon as Trump was declared the victor. Three Democrat senators and one congressman were making claims that the voting machines were capable of manipulating votes, even from remote locations. The group includes Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Ron Wyden of Oregon, and Representative Mark Pocan of Wisconsin. One letter on Warren's website read, quote, "In 2018 alone, voters in South Carolina were reporting machines that switched their votes after they'd inputted them. Scanners were rejecting paper ballots in Missouri, and busted machines were causing long lines in Indiana," end of quote. There was more, but you get the idea. There was a lot of skepticism about the integrity of our voting process. Now, Republicans are expressing the same concerns about our election process, and they're being vilified as racist Nazis and worse. The concern is about Dominion Voting Systems, a manufacturer of electronic voting equipment. Dominion is a Canadian company headquartered in Toronto that maintains offices in Denver. Dominion has software that it gets from a company called Smartmatic. Smartmatic is a Delaware company, but it's owned by Venezuelans. The vote is actually counted in Barcelona, Spain. So the vote goes from here to Barcelona, Spain. They count it and then give it back to us. The fact is that high-ranking Democrats expressed concerns about the same software less than a year ago, and that should merit attention. Now it's come out that thousands of ballots that were not counted are being found. How did that occur? People have signed sworn affidavits that they witnessed people literally changing votes that were cast for Donald Trump to the column supporting Biden. Will there be enough undiscovered votes to propel Donald Trump to a second term? No one knows for sure. But the Trump campaign is not giving up, and they insist that the truth behind the votes, all of the votes, should be revealed. There was a lot of skepticism on the part of Democrats when Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016. Now that the shoe is on the other foot, Democrats are belittling the Trump campaign's efforts. They say we should just get on with the transfer of power from Trump to Biden. Ignore the man behind the curtain. However, if the truth is not uncovered before all is said and done, a huge portion of the American public will never again have faith in our voting process, a process that has been accepted for years as a fair process, win or lose. And the refusal to accept our voting process, our means to change from one government to another, will mean insufferable violence for more than a generation to come. The effort has got to go forward to find the truth in this election. Whoever wins or loses, the American people, our historic American process, is counting on finding the truth. Anything other than the truth will be a tragic sham. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.